New York appeals court pauses $464 million judgment against Trump. By Christina Wong on March 25, 2024. A New York appeals court on Monday said it would pause the clock on enforcing a $464 million judgment against former President Donald Trump. The state appeals court panel said it would act if the Trump Organization and top executives posted $175 million within 10 days. Trump soon after said he would post that amount within that window. He said in a statement after the decision, "I greatly respect the decision of the appellate division, and I'll post either $175 million in cash or bond for security, whatever is necessary very quickly within the 10 days, and I thank the appellate division for acting quickly. But Judge Engoron is a disgrace to this country and this should not be allowed to happen." The dramatic last-minute reprieve comes after Trump's lawyers said it would be impossible for him to secure $464 million in cash, and as New York Attorney General Letitia James began preparing to seize Trump's assets. James said in a statement that the judgment still stands, according to CNN. Donald Trump is still facing accountability for his staggering fraud. The court has already found that he engaged in years of fraud to falsely inflate his net worth and unjustly enrich himself, his family, and his organization. The $464 million judgment, plus interest, against Donald Trump and the other defendants still stands. Immediately after the decision was announced, Trump slammed Judge Arthur Engoron and James. He said, "Judge Engoron has refused to obey the decision of the appellate division relative to the statute of limitations. This is a confrontation between a judge and those that rule above him. A very bad situation in which to place New York State and the rule of law. Engoron has disrespected the appellate division and its very clear and precise ruling. He should be made to do so, and at the same time, release the gag order. This is the fifth time in this case that he has been overturned, a record. His credibility, and that of Letitia James, has been shattered. We will abide by the decision of the appellate division, and post either a bond, equivalent securities, or cash." This also shows how ridiculous and outrageous Engoron's original decision was at $450 million. "I did nothing wrong, and New York should never be put in a position like this again. Businesses are fleeing, violent crime is flourishing. And it is very important that this be resolved in its totality as soon as possible. Thank you." He added. Judge Engoron and Letitia James should be forced to explain why he ruled that Mar-a-Lago was worth $18 million when, in fact, it is worth from 50 to 100 times that amount. How did the Attorney General of the state of New York force this corrupt judge to do that in order to help her narrative, and why? Monday's decision is the second fortuitous turn of events in Trump's favor in recent days. Last Friday, shareholders of Digital World Acquisition Corporation approved a merger with Truth Social in a move that could provide an estimated $3.5 billion windfall or more for the former president, more than enough to meet the judgment and allow him to appeal the civil fraud case. This is a breaking news story. More to come. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.